Okay, what we're doing here is shoreline control strip leases. Jennifer, could you go to the next slide? Well, this first map here is just kind of giving y'all an idea of, y'all's probably seen this before in times past, shows you what's in FERC, what's not in FERC. Since the sell that just went through on Friday, what we're still maintaining at the very least regarding these encroachments is the areas you see in brown. It doesn't mean the areas in yellow where we don't have, but the areas in brown, you'll notice that brown also is a border to all the land we have out there. That's all in FERC, and as you're all kind of aware, our leases are sort of split, you might say, into two parts. The part that we sold to Patterson and that he'll sell to the lessees, which consists of most of the leased property, and then a little portion in the front. Can we go to the next slide? This is sort of an example here of our lots. The entirety of the red area and the blue area is a leased lot. We've sold that area that you see in blue, but the authority is maintaining and retaining the area that's in red. And on that area, as long as we're in FERC, as long as FERC exists, we will continue to own that piece of property. In the bill and in our deeds, we provided a future interest in that property to the lessees. And in the event that FERC ever goes away, when FERC does go away, or if it no longer applies to, if for instance, those areas were removed from the FERC project areas we attempted to do last summer, but FERC denied, then the lessees will automatically, without any action needed on behalf of the BRA, will automatically vest in those areas, and they'll own down to the shoreline. But until that time, FERC will remain in place, and we will, although we divested ourselves of 1,500 some odd leases, we maintain 1,500 some odd mini leases, that we still have all the exact same administrative duties and the same responsibilities for dealing with. Go to the next slide, and this will just kind of give you an idea, this next slide. All those little red dots are all the little mini leases we're going to continue to have that we'll need to continue to administer out there at the lake in the event that we continue to operate in FERC. Now, in order to administer these properly, a lot of these leases have, as you all realize, we've got most of our leases have 20-year, 10-year terms, a 20-year lease with a 10-year possible extension, and those run out from time to time. Right now, we've got a number of leases that have expired. We've got a moratorium still in place, and those leases are on year-to-year leases, and as we move into the future, leases will continue to expire. And so what we're proposing is that we enter into a lease of just that shoreline area for individual lessees whose leases expire, so that they'll continue to have that interest in that area. And you know, they've got encroachments and homes and other things down in there that it's in our interest to maintain some kind of lease over that in order to be able to manage it and monitor it properly. Right now, the current lease that we have, as we said, got bifurcated, and due to that bifurcation, you don't really have a proper property description. We don't have just a description of the shoreline area that we will now begin leasing, and the old lease also has a lot of terms in it that sort of apply primarily to the other part of the property that got sold off. So right now we're kind of holding on to a bunch of leases that that may have terms in them and so forth that don't really even apply to the portion of the property that we've retained. So the idea was to put a lease together that we could use for just the shoreline control strip and give lessees that opportunity to continue with the lease with that. Now, if we can go to the next slide, what we've decided to do is we put together a lease form, and I think we made that lease form available to y'all to take a look at this weekend. It pretty closely tracks our typical lease form that we have with all of our other residential leases. However, there are a few differences. Probably the biggest primary difference is where we have 20-year terms. We think we've gone to a one-year term with an automatic renewal. Since this is a lease of just the shoreline, just FERC project area, typically we wouldn't want to release FERC project area and so forth, understanding that there are encroachments down there and so forth. We think that it's in our best interest to have a shorter lease term, and the one-year lease term with automatic renewals for the near future anyways, until we figure out what's going on with decommissioning, we believe is appropriate. There won't be rent. As y'all recall, the rent income for that area, that portion of the lease, was sold in the divestiture. So we won't be expecting any rent to come from that. The use of this area will be strictly in accordance with our FERC license for accessing the lake, for maintaining the structures that are in that area. And like I said before, the lease form will be fairly similar to the one that we already have, and that's really all I've got. And I'll be willing to entertain any questions.
Any questions?
Yeah, Randy. As long as this applies just to the land that Patterson purchased, not to all his other shoreline encroachments all around the whole lake.
Wait. Say that again.
As long as it pertains to the rental leases at Patterson.
Correct.
Not the whole remainder of the lake.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. This only pertains to the leases that Patterson purchased that are leaving us now with only the shoreline control strip lease.
Your map showed all the way around the whole lake.
Yeah, and there are, like, you know, as you all know, I think there's about maybe 40 leases or so that were residential leases out of the 1,500, out of the almost 1,600 leases we have. About 40 of those residential didn't get purchased because they're wholly inside the FERC project area. This isn't going to apply to them. They still have their normal leases with us, and still, if one of them needed to renew or whatever, they would still get the 20-year, 10-term lease. And it doesn't apply to the commercial leases either.
Any other questions? Riley, I think you have a resolution.
I do. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the FERC Project Area Shoreline Control Strip Lease Form in the form presented to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority on October 25, 2010. And be it further resolved that the Shoreline Control Strip leases shall have a term of 1 year, and such leases shall automatically renew for additional one-year periods unless otherwise terminated.
For the reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Shears, seconded by Bell. Bell, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluett?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Abstain.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Abstain.
Thank you. Moving on